issue came up over Shabbos. I thought I would just share with you for a moment. It's an issue that we should really familiarize ourselves with all the time. The Gemara tells us that there is a prohibition on Shabbos called Hachana, that one is not permitted to prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos. One of the examples that the Gemara gives is washing dishes on Shabbos, which are not going to be used anymore. There are other types of applications of Hachana as well. So one should just be aware of the fact that Hachana is a problem. One is not permitted to do Hachana on Shabbos. One is not even permitted to do Hachana Ayadei, a non-Jew. Normally the rule is that whatever one is not permitted to do on Shabbos or on Yom Tov for that matter, one is not permitted to ask a non-Jew to do either. Sometimes under certain extenuating circumstances, there are certain things that are permissible, Ayadei, a non-Jew, but the starting point is that there's a prohibition of Amir Liakom, and Amir Liakom, the prohibition of asking a non-Jew, applies to acts of Hachana as well. One of the situations that potentially rises for Hachana, which is in fact not an issue of Hachana, is when a situation of Hefsed occurs. What if by not doing such and such, I'm going to lose something? Something's going to get ruined. Let's say a classic application would be, I finish eating late in the afternoon on Shabbos, and I want to put the food away into the refrigerator. So the question is that considered to be Hachana or not? So at first glance, it sounds like that would be problematic. After all, I'm putting the food away to be able to eat it tomorrow. So here the post can tell us, no, that's not considered to be Hachana, because I'm not really doing it to eat tomorrow. I'm doing it that it shouldn't get ruined today. Hachana means that something that I'm just doing it today in order to save a few moments. I could just as easily do it after Shabbos, but I want to go play ball after Shabbos. So I want to save a couple of minutes and do the work on Shabbos, not literally malacha, but to do whatever I want to do on Shabbos per se. That is the prohibition of Hachana. If the reason why I'm doing it is for other reasons, because I want to prevent a hefset, I want to prevent a loss, that doesn't fall under the category of Hachana. Sometimes you have situations where it's also a little bit of a fine line between what is Hachana and what's not Hachana. Though the Gemara does give the example of not washing dishes. The post can point out, let's say the reason why I'm not washing the dishes is also because of a situation of hefset. I'm afraid that if I leave dirty dishes around, some bugs may come, it may mess up a lot of things, or a person is going to get very, very agitated, going to get very, very upset. Not that anyone necessarily here would have those feelings, but if there's somebody in your family who may get very, very upset, that's going to really, what we call shter, it's going to ruin their own Shabbos. So then under those circumstances, it would probably be permissible to actually wash the dishes, again, providing no malachas are done. So one has to be careful whenever you're dealing with potential preparations for after Shabbos, to always ask yourself that question. Is the reason why I'm doing it is just simply to save a few moments after Shabbos, then that is problematic. Even a day a non-Jew would be a problem. Or am I doing it because of some other reason, some things, some possible losses, potential quasi-losses that may take place? I want you to try to be careful in this area of Hilchos Shabbos.